Scattered showers and some thunderstorms will impact the eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota today, and we'll likely see some additional precipitation coming along as we get into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This morning's weather continues to be a little bit unsettled, but as expected, the precipitation that's occurring across the region today is a little bit erratic. South Dakota is getting maybe about 30% coverage of shower activity. We're seeing some rain in southeastern portions of North Dakota and a few other spots in west central Minnesota. Most of the precipitation's been light and it has not been well distributed. We do expect, though, the precipitation to become a little bit more significant as we go forward through the day, and that is mainly because of a low pressure system that will take advantage of the heating of the day and induce a few more thunderstorms. So as we go forward in time, most of eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will see some moisture today. By this time tomorrow morning, those moisture totals are likely to run from 1.5 to 1.5 inches in parts of eastern North Dakota and the northwestern portion of Minnesota. Now, the rain farther to the south in South Dakota and southern Minnesota will not be nearly as great. Trace amounts upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch may occur, but it will be drier there. Areas near and west of the Missouri River in North Dakota should be dry. Now, behind this will be a short-term period of drier weather. Our next opportunity for rain will come into the western Dakotas on Thursday night, and on Friday we'll see a few showers impacting the area, but they are likely to fall apart temporarily, and a more significant bout of rain will show up on Friday night going into Saturday and early on Sunday. And right now that system looks to be favoring North Dakota and the northwest half of Minnesota over that of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. So we'll keep an eye on this, but it's possible that we may see some net drying conditions occurring from South Dakota into portions of southern and west central Minnesota after today's rain. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for some aggressive field work in some of that region. Temperatures are going to continue to be warm bias, though, as we go forward through time here. Temperatures today will be mostly in the 70s, except near the Canada border, where 60s are likely. There may be a couple of extremes up over 80 today in the south. We do expect temperatures tomorrow to be a little bit milder. 60s and a few lower 70s will occur, and then we'll start heating up again on Thursday with mostly 70s across the area, with a couple of temperatures near 80 in the southwest part of our listening region. On Friday, it will be in the 80s in just about all areas, and a kind of a warm, humid day. And then over the weekend, we'll see the temperatures come back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Nighttime low temperatures are going to continue to be mostly 40s and 50s throughout this forecast period. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.